Wedding chapels and justices of the peace near American military bases have seen a surge of business in recent weeks. Some soldiers, sailors, flyers, and Marines about to march off to the Middle East are deciding to take a short detour past the altar. Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia, Washington.
Until recently, 20-year-old Army soldier Jonathan Crook didn't think he would get married until he was 23 or 24. That was until a looming war changed his plans.
We are gathered together to share in the happiness of Jonathan and Devin.
The Fort Lewis-based food service specialist is getting married to 19-year-old Devin Dmitriev at the courthouse in the county seat, Olympia. She slips a comment on the hurried wedding bells into her vows.
Jonathan, we've only been together for what most people would say is a short time, but I've fallen madly in love with you, and only you. And I just want to know, no matter what comes, you have my heart and my soul. And if I have to, I will wait forever for you to come home.
The bride stands in a shimmering white dress, tiara, and a veil that drapes almost to her waist. The crew-cut groom wears a smart black tuxedo. Given the short notice, there are just a few friends here who will be witnesses. The judge offers to take the pictures.
All right, pictures. Come on. Perfect.
After the 10-minute civil ceremony, the wedding party heads to a Hooters restaurant to celebrate, but the honeymoon trip will have to wait. Any day now, the groom, Jonathan, expects his unit to receive orders to deploy to Kuwait.
I told Devin, I said, if I go overseas, I would want a wife to come home to. Whenever you know for a fact that you're about to actually get into some stuff that you're not going to want to be in, you know, you have all these feelings inside you that just, they come out. You know, it's totally unexplainable. But in the back of your mind, you just think to yourself, you know, what if I don't come home? I'll never ever get to tell this person this again. And it's like, bam, it happens.
Superior Court Judge Christine Pomeroy says she's definitely noticed a surge in weddings that coincides with thousands of soldiers and airmen deploying from nearby military bases. A couple of weeks ago, she willingly came in at midnight to marry a soldier who was about to go on lockdown and deploy.
There's a feeling even in the courthouse as they come in that we want to do everything for them because this is a time that they are feeling uneasy about their lives.
The same kind of thing is happening in other military communities around the country. Judge Pomeroy remembers a similar spurt of marriages before the 1991 Gulf War. There is a practical as well as romantic dimension, say some of the newlyweds. Married partners get family support services from the military and survivors' benefits. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.